Not everybody wants to go to the dentist. Some people really don't want to go. As Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports, there can be reasons behind a fear of dental visits and ways to help with that fear.
It's a busy day at Higginbotham Family Dental in Jonesboro, with patients getting their teeth cleaned, cavities filled, and crowns placed. Most are ordinary appointments, but patients who are fearful or have low tolerance for pain also have the option of relaxation medications or conscious sedation.
Well, the last numbers that I have seen was that 20% of the population is too scared to go to the dentist. So sometimes people's biggest deal is just walking through the door.
That's Dr. Todd Higginbotham, one of a growing number of dentists in Arkansas who practice sedation dentistry. He says dental fear tends to have roots in the past.
Almost every one of them will link a bad event when they were a child. Almost every one of them is linked with some kind of event where a dentist hurt them as a child, or they were held down, or even later in life where they just hurt and maybe the provider couldn't stop or didn't stop, and it just stressed them out to a point, and now it's built up in their head so much that they're just extremely fearful.
Higginbotham treats some patients with sedation medications that keep them relaxed, yet awake enough to hear and respond. They have to be driven home by a family member or friend who monitors them for the rest of the day. Dr. Gregory Ness, a professor of oral surgery at The Ohio State University College of Dentistry, says it's a well-established phenomenon that people who experience dental sedation later become more comfortable and may decide that they can do without sedation next time.
Over time, people gradually realize that, you know, their dentist is really more than capable of making their visit comfortable and, in most cases, virtually pain-free. And a lot of times they go from being that extremely fearful, anxious, distrustful place to being able to walk in, sit down, and get dental work done.
Ness says fear is common, but not the only reason for sedation. Patients with conditions such as autism, Down syndrome, or Parkinson's disease, for example, may not be able to sit through an appointment without some sedation. Because there's always risks associated with any sedating drug, Ness says such medications may not be appropriate for every patient or for all dentists to administer.
I think the people who are really particularly patient and caring and can project that well tend to be able to manage the intermediate difficulty cases without sedation. I think the people who are going to do sedation need to be the sort of the top of the class, super detail-oriented, aware of not just dental but medical conditions. And those people are the ones you want to be using what are really, you know, dangerous drugs in the wrong hands.
Dr. Higginbotham says sedation dentistry has come a long way in the 10 years or so that he's been practicing it.
And so this was a new thing back years ago. And so we did it. And since then, there's been thousands of cases done with it. And it's such a safe procedure with such safe medications. I mean, we have reversal agents. So if someone was to get a little bit oversedated, we can reverse the medication if we need to. So just to be able to help more people, I think that's the key.
In Jonesboro, Ann Kenda, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.